This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Milton's expected to slam into Florida late today, Wednesday, near the Tampa Bay region. Venice, Florida resident Tommy Hall says he and his family are going to ride it out.
We got gas, food, two generators, portable air conditioners to push around to room to room, so I think we may do okay.
The AP's Norman Hall on those getting ready for this monster storm.
Crews and residents in the Tampa Bay region have been working furiously to clear debris from Hurricane Helene to prevent it from becoming Hurricane Milton's projectiles. Those living in the area heeded warnings and streamed away. Clearwater Beach resident Angel Entwistle says Helene sent water into her garage and Milton has her worried.
Losing everything, not having a house to come back to.
Tampa Bay hasn't been hit directly by a major hurricane since 1921. Entwistle says some had sought to reassure her after surviving Helene.
How many people have said to me, you just went through a big storm. What are the chances that it's going to happen again anytime soon?
11 Florida counties are under mandatory evacuation orders. I'm Norman Hall.
The FBI has arrested an Afghan man who's accused of plotting an Election Day attack targeting large crowds in the U.S. Nasir Ahmad Tawhidi lives in Oklahoma City. He came to the U.S. in 2021 on a special immigrant visa. Palestinian officials say Israel's bombing of central and northern Gaza has killed at least 18 people, including 5 children and 2 women. Thousands of copies of Donald Trump's God Bless the USA Bible were printed in China, a country that the former president has repeatedly accused of stealing American jobs. No comment yet from the Trump campaign. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry is being announced today. The Nobel Peace Prize will be announced on Friday. This is AP News. There's an effort underway to honor the Miracle on Ice hockey team. The AP's Sagar Magani.
The 1980 Miracle on Ice hockey team could be on its way to another gold medal.
5 seconds left in the game. You believe it, Miracle? Yes!
The team that shocked the Soviet squad in Lake Placid nearly 45 years ago took home Olympic gold. Now a bill's been introduced in the House to award it congressional gold medals. Minnesota Republican Pete Stauber, a former minor league hockey player, is one of the sponsors, saying it's a way to thank the team for memories the nation will never forget. The deaths of 2 players and coach Herb Brooks in past decades have added urgency to the process. The measure is expected to be debated after the election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Dow gained 126 points yesterday. The S&P rose 55 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.